I'm very happy that the Energy Charter's initiative to organize this event has found the support of the World Trade Organization, and I would like to thank Director General Lamy for this, and thank you, Pascal, for being present yourself also this morning. You have already explained the work that has been conducted within the WTO in the past and indeed even today on the issue of trade in energy and energy-related products. Of course, we live in a time of big economic uncertainties that are connected with concerns over energy security and the volatility of energy markets. And I think it's important to pursue the discussion about the application of WTO rules to energy in order to avoid some misconceptions that may arise in the absence of such a discussion. For example, it has been argued that energy has historically been treated outside of the WTO due to energy's strategic geopolitical role. And we know that when GATT was created, energy-producing states were not among the contracting parties. But as you have said yourself, Pascal, this situation has changed in recent decades. And it has also been argued that these original rules were not specifically designed to tackle energy issues. There's a certain perception that WTO rules are mainly dealing with market access and that they do not address to a sufficient extent the issue of export restrictions and investment protection, while trade restrictive practices related to energy are mainly found on the export side. Therefore, it's important to set the record straight that WTO rules are fully applicable to trade in energy products and materials, and I'm grateful, Pascal, to your statement in this regard. But it's also no less important to discuss the special features of trade in such products. We also need to look at the specific challenges that energy trade may pose for the multilateral regulatory framework. Is there, for instance, a necessity and possibility to adapt the WTO GATT framework to new trends? A number of new international fora have emerged over the past few years. However, most organizations in the energy field set forth a cooperation framework rather than rules that regulate in some way energy trade and investment. Binding rules are, however, of a particular importance for the sector, where uncertainties have such a tremendous impact on the economies and societies. In this context, as chairman of the Energy Charter Conference, I'm very happy that this event gives us an opportunity to discuss what value added the Energy Charter Treaty provides to the general framework contained in WTO agreements. And on behalf of the Energy Charter Conference, I can only say that we would greatly welcome the opportunity for further cooperation and dialogue with the WTO. Thank you, Rod.